Welcome. I want to make a few announcements before we start tonight's reading. First of all, after the reading, we have for sale Jane Miller's books, and we also have a beautiful broadside that Clint Colby made a few years ago of one of Jane's poems, New Body. There are a very limited number, I think, but it's really a beautiful piece of printing, as well as a beautiful piece of poetry. I think they're $10 a piece. And there are some other posters out there for sale in the budget category at $1 a piece. And I'd also like to remind you that the reading by Hayden Carruth is a little bit off the norm for our schedule, so I want to remind you that that's a Monday night, October 5th, and it's at the Center for Creative Photography rather than here. In the community, you may be interested to know that on Sunday, October 4th, the Lamplight Series, which has their readings down at Bentley's downtown on Congress Street, will be sponsoring a reading by L.D. Clark and Laverne Harrell Clark. Tonight I'm delighted to introduce Jane Miller. She's the author of Many Junipers, Heartbeats, The Greater Leisures, which was selected by Stanley Plumley for the National Poetry Series, American Odalisque, and lately, Working Time, Essays on Poetry, Culture, and Travel that came out in the University of Michigan Poets on Poetry series. Jane's won all kinds of awards, most notably an NEA Fellowship, a Guggenheim, and one that the Poetry Center is particularly happy about, a three-year fellowship from the Lila Wallace Reader's Digest Fund, in conjunction with getting some more time for her own writing. That fellowship has enabled her to start a poetry exploration workshop for elderly people in Tucson who are interested in writing poetry, and Richard Sykin in the graduate program here has helped out with that project. I love what Jory Graham says about Jane Miller's work, that she's found a common ground between James Wright and Charles Olson, between the poetry of finish and the poetry of process. Her work is kind of extraordinary in that it can be defined in almost all of the major ways we like to define or don't like to define poetry anymore. You could say she's lyric in the way that the work gets high on spontaneous song, that it's narrative in the way it contains a sense of fractured continuities, and that it's metaphysical in its sense of flight from the material. Best of all, she's our friend, teacher, and colleague, Jane Miller.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.